This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica's preparedness and emergency management systems ready for hurricane season, water projects to be undertaken in 10 parishes, and AgriParks investments bearing fruit. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
There is no substitute for human blood.
Blood has life too. 35 days.
Blood makes up 7% of your body's weight.
One out of 10 persons entering a hospital needs blood.
A healthy person can donate blood every 3 months.
One unit saves 4 lives.
More blood donors, more healthy lives.
Now the news. Jamaica's disaster preparedness and emergency management systems have been deemed ready and equipped to deal with eventualities from the 2014 tropical Atlantic hurricane season. That's the assurance coming out of the annual National Disaster Committee meeting held at Jamaica House on June 18. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, included representatives from several public and private sector organizations involved in disaster mitigation. Director of the Meteorological Service, Jeffrey Spooner, informed the meeting that the agency is ready to provide timely and accurate weather forecasting during this year's hurricane season.
Proud to report that the Doppler radar has continued to perform satisfactorily, and we have sufficient critical spare parts that will allow for significant reduction in our downtime.
Mr. Spooner says the Met Service also has a network of 49 automatic weather stations, allowing early warnings to be disseminated in a timely manner. In the meantime, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, has undertaken a number of activities aimed at strengthening the capacity of the nation to effectively deal with disasters. Acting Director General Richard Thompson says since last year, the agency has launched a number of community preparedness initiatives geared at improving the coordination and readiness of various stakeholders. These included training in first aid, shelter management, search and rescue, initial damage assessment, and overall disaster awareness. And Chief Executive Officer of the National Works Agency, E.G. Hunter, says the NWA has commenced drain cleaning activities across the island to mitigate possible flooding in the event of a hurricane. He says the agency has distributed $50 million island-wide on a parish-by-parish basis to intensify the activities.
And we have another program to trip in sometime in late July. And there's another component that we hope to have tripped in by September, October.
Mr. Hunter was speaking at the annual National Disaster Committee meeting at Jamaica House Wednesday. The National Water Commission will be spending just over $1 billion to improve potable water supplies and wastewater management services in 10 parishes. State Minister for Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Ian Hales says the projects will be implemented on a phased basis and will begin in the current fiscal year.
Even in the midst of the most difficult financial challenges, with the tight financial space in which the NWC will be operating in this financial year and going forward, the NWC has decided to make a strategic shift in operational procedures by allowing much of its work to be done internally at times by the National Water Commission.
Mr. Hales was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. The infrastructure improvement projects will be implemented over the next 2 years. And Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says investments in the agri-parks are paying off, with over 1.2 million pounds of produce reaped from the parks to date. This includes yams, potatoes, melons, ginger, onions and vegetables, among other produce. Minister Clark is expressing confidence in the future of the parks and has extended gratitude to the Inter-American Development Bank and the European Union for supporting the project. The IDB has contributed $620 million to the government's agri-parks project, while the EU has contributed $420 million.
Even our critics will now have to admit that the momentum of the agri-parks is unassailable and irreversible, and I express gratitude to our international partners and funding agencies for believing in Jamaica and supporting us in our development initiatives.
Minister Clark was speaking at the recent contract signing ceremony for infrastructural works to be carried out at the agri-parks across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.